That'll be just a second.
Like watching, I've been watching Go Ask Saul.
One thing I forgot,
Bear Call Saul. They all have the flip phones. Last night they had 100 of them on the table. Did you watch that like last night?
Oh, it's on the agenda.
I haven't seen the new ones yet.
They were doing this.
I wait till I order that thing so I could pass those out. I'm sorry. They were.
I left my agenda.
Easy too.
Nope.
Me too.
No problem.
It's fine.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. This is the Johnson County, Iowa Board of Supervisors meeting for Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. This is a work session, and it's a roads tour. So we are with the upper staff of Secondary Roads Department, and really the main thing on the agenda is the Secondary Roads Tour, and we're going to be visiting a lot of locations. We'll be in and out of session recording, but we do have the auditor's office here. So if you have something relevant to say, make sure Casey gets it down. Anything else? Okay, let's go into recess for a little bit and have some bagels. Let's talk in here. It's just for a little bit.
We can start.
Site because we do not have hard hats, but just as a safety perspective, that's okay. So
are you ready?
Unfortunately, we can stay outside of the fence. We do have to have our safety vests on, but we didn't bring hard hats with us.
Okay, we're back in session. And is there anything you'd like to tell us about this project before we go out and look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. This structure, as you all know, had an inspection done, and we had advanced deterioration.
You should tell the public where we are.
We're at Rapid Creek Road Bridge Replacement. Thank you. It's the first site on our list that was posted with this board activity. Thanks, Kurt. We can get out and talk to Adam if you want. But the bridge was replaced because we had advanced deterioration on an abutment, which required us to shut a lane down until we could get design completed and the project let for construction, which is in progress. And it's my understanding we're forming the deck on the bridge. Adam can probably give us a better idea about what we'd be looking at for an estimated completion time. So if we get out, we can talk to Adam and ask him how the project's going.
Do anybody have the cost figures with them?
For this bridge?
Yeah.
It was budgeted for $500,000. I don't recall what the contract award was for. I think it came in under.
It did. I don't have the exact number.
Thank you. Let's get out then. Thanks.
Thank you. And sir, were you Kevin?
I'm Rob Winstead.
You're Rob. Okay, yes. I'll get them straight.
Yeah, we should have introduced who was talking. Sorry about
that. Nope, that's okay.
No, outside. When you guys get everything out, I'm going to... I'll turn
around. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Gemhart.
Yeah.
Yep. The other Adam Gemhart.
Gilmore, you said?
Adam Gebhardt.
Gebhardt. Okay.
Engineering technician number 2. Okay.
Yep.
What
you awarded the contract for? It was under that as four.
It was Rachel this morning, I think.
Sizes, so I'm.
Are they one size fits all?
No, I think we have different sizes.
That's weird.
Do we all need one?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's required to wear a vest.
Styling, huh?
Everybody have one? Is that okay, Rod? Good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Want me to help you?
I'm okay.
Good?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna.
How come whenever we're on the road tour, they're new?
Thank you.
Then everyone gets the hand-me-downs from us?
What?
They're always new when we use them.
Well,
I think that,
you know, they described it was an hour.
So is that just dammed up?
So, hey, where did Adam go?
He's right here.
They get pretty
frequent
and less water. Do you mind giving us what's going on currently and then kind of a window of what we're anticipating for completion, if you can, best we can do with weather and other factors?
Well, right now they're
is Adam Gebhardt?
Getting abutments ready. And then they'll get the forms up on that and get the deck steel tied and pour that. And that's probably, right now they're waiting on steel diaphragms for between the beams.
Okay.
So when those get in, they'll get those in and then they'll be able to put their forms down and get everything tied and then pour the deck. We actually have a pavement going back about to that telephone pole, and then off to the east, it's about halfway up the darker chip seal area is where the pavement ends. So this whole thing gets paved PCC all the way through and regraded. So a completion time, I would say that probably it's going to be for sure the end of October, end of November.
Okay.
So.
And all of that obviously is weather dependent,
yeah.
And with more rain impending this week.
Yeah, and it sounds like we got a week or a week and a half worth of rain coming up.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah,
have you lost a lot of days, Adam, so far?
Really, they haven't. They've been pretty good with being able to work through. You know, amazingly, it hasn't been too terrible muddy. There has been a couple days that because of the crane, you know, if we get any lightning within the area, nobody wants to be around it.
So. Because no operational activities are happening right now, we could probably, if you wanted to walk ahead of the white pickup, we're without of the range of the overhead crane, so you'd think we'd be okay. But beyond that, it's the fall protection for the overhead is the concern. So I think as long as we stay out of that radius, cone of radius,
so
we're
Adam,
okay.
You got a pipe under here that's covering, that's taking the creek water through.
Yes.
Have you had enough, has there been enough rain that it's like overflowed that? Or
it has.
It has, and does that cause them some problems? Or
That whole dam, other than the dirt that's on the top of it, that's all rock. That's in
okay
there. So it really hasn't caused, I mean, we got the big rain, that one real big rain that come through right before they were getting ready to set the beams, and they were able to set the beams on there, so they were able to get down on the pad and everything. So.
Yeah, come on, let's walk down.
Yep,
get a little closer and give everybody a bird's eye, better bird's eye view.
Oh, that's a big old tree.
And since the crane's pointing the other way, we're okay.
Yeah.
We just need to stay back here?
Okay. Yeah, we're good back here.
Yeah, they're working up and out.
And that creek comes up deep soon.
That tree is pretty.
Yeah.
The bark.
They load it on and never show up.
Such a, makes it so recognizable.
We're supposed to come in yesterday morning.
So the beams are set, you can see?
Yeah.
And we'll be, once they get the abutments, you can see the steel at this end of the bridge that we call those abutments. We'll have to pour that on the other side. And once that's completed, then they'll start forming the steel on top of the deck to pour the deck.
It looks higher than where we're here. And so is that the intention?
Generally, every bridge replacement we do is always going to come back at a higher elevation.
So then it will slope.
Right. But we're going to transition that. You can see the power pole. We'll have a nice transition through here because this is somewhat, you can kind of see it's tilted. This is somewhat on the super. So as we come through there, the transition should be smooth. We'll reconnect back where that dark spot is.
Your goal is to have it smooth, you said?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those
are
deep
golf
snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Person down there working.
Yeah, look small.
Look tiny down
there. Notice this bridge has super elevation in it because it's in a horizontal curve. So just like a regular road, you super elevate it for the horizontal curve. So that's why the interesting beam is quite a bit higher than the other beam.
Okay.
That's true. It starts pouring down rain and then the truck will show up.
That's very cool.
We need one of those.
And what's helped these guys with the weather is this is actually a single span bridge, so there's no piers out in the creek, so they have not had to work
down in the muck.
In the creek, they're just going from dry land to dry land, spanning everything with one single beam.
Interesting. And what's the length of that beam?
I believe this is about 100, maybe 125-foot bridge. I might be...
Right. And so they have a single beam that's that long, huh?
Yes.
That's a pretty long
beam. It doesn't look quite that far from here, though. What is the length? It's not a project I'm working on.
It's really interesting to see that.
It's Elaine, but...
The one on this side.
Adam, what's the length of the bridge? The length of the bridge, we're trying to figure out the length of the beams?
The beam themselves are 56 foot 4 inches. So the bridge itself will be 55. It's a 55 foot span.
55 foot span.
It's quite right.
55.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah, you were by a factor of two.
What were you thinking? I knew. 40? I thought it was like 100.
Oh, no, this is a pretty short bridge. But we are taking revetment down and out the outlet side, and then there'll be revetment that goes up on the inlet also.
Greg, isn't this the one where we ended up with like seven property owners to get right
there
away?
There were multiple property owners on this, yes. We had lots of pieces to acquire. And, you know, the residents have been fantastic with all of our projects.
Yeah.
Just have to sit down and have a conversation in most cases.
Yeah, just tell them this is
a hassle, but it's not near as big a hassle as, you know, your bridge falling down on you.
Well, this one, with it being the one lane for so long, they knew it was coming.
Instead of going towards town, you got to go.
Bill Gerhardt.
Good point.
He lives about a mile up the road. And Jerry Gillum, my future brother.
Did anybody have any other questions for the contractor or Adam, our engineering technician on site?
Thank you.
Do we want to
keep
moving to the next site?
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Yeah. Thanks,
buddy. Good luck, gentlemen.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
Are we going into recess?
Hope you find your truck.
Mike, say we're going into recess.
Yeah, we're going into recess. We'll go back in at the next location. Okay, we're back in session here. We're on 140th Street and Ely Road. 180th, I'm sorry.
He says we're on 140th, and he's driving.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Too many experts.
Yes, thank you, Greg Parker again. This project is part of our multi-phase construction project that will run all the way north to the Johnson County-Linn County line. This is phase 3 of 4, and this project is from this intersection, 140th South, to the roundabout that was completed last year. Recently, are they putting asphalt down? So recently, we did a cold in place on this project, and the contractor had last week put a base course, an asphalt base course, on the cold in place to hold it in place. And as you can see, this week they're back in, which is what the anticipation was, to put the intermediate and the surface course down, as well completing the intersection construction here. So I...
We got last grab.
Everything's
in the
same deck. Adam.
He said, I'll talk to Adam.
So as a side note, if you look ahead at
look at that.
You'll see the flooding on 140th Street west of Ely, and this is due, obviously, to the reservoir coming out of its banks, and, you know, who knows when that's going to be open again, but there is a route west and that runs north to 120th available for those that have access to that, and as you can see, we have quite a bit of water over the roadway there.
Greg, how is this project funded?
This project is, we have our list there.
Your
page. Farm money on this?
Yes.
Farm to market money on this piece.
Right. Is there any federal money in there because of the reservoir?
No.
Federal lands, okay.
So as you can see, we've done considerable... This project, we have done a widening on it. As well, you can see we've done lots of force slope and work area outside of the project to make sure that we have proper designs for recovery on the force slope.
We are extending the box that we're coming up to a little bit ahead of us. You can see we're taking care of that. And as part of working with conservation, trail is also going to be constructed on the east side, your right side, all the, or excuse me, yeah, the west side, I'm sorry. I got it backwards.
You can't actually see the box because of the flooding.
Oh yeah, right, there we go.
It's right there, but it's underwater.
Yep, thanks Rob. And so a trail is going to be constructed as part of this project, and we are working with conservation on completion of that.
And that'll be on the right side?
Yes, excuse me, the west side of the road, your right shoulder, looking to your right. Yes.
So Greg, I was out here a week ago with Larry Gullett from Conservation.
Okay.
And we were looking at where the retaining wall, we're right here in front of the storage units, and we were really worried about all the washout coming. You can see the gullies.
Yes.
A couple different gullies here.
And until we get establishment of growth on here, you may have some of those issues, but we're definitely not done grading.
Yeah.
And once we get that seeded, we'll probably hydroseed it, and it should come back through. And once we get established another growth, it should minimize that greatly. So.
Right.
And as bad as that look, what really matters is to contain that material from leaving your overall project site. So
right.
Downstream of that bad washout.
Well, it looked like the water was coming off of the parking lot from the, and then washing away that. Well, now, will the retaining wall stop that or divert that water from going?
We never got your sailboat, did we, Rod?
No.
Yeah.
Usually put a drain behind that wall
of
that house with a porous.
Okay.
Always lost it after that house.
What? Big bad.
Just around and around and around.
It's like an amusement park ride. So we just went around the roundabout and we're heading back up Ely Road.
Right, we're heading northbound on Ely Road. We just went through the roundabout. And did anybody have any questions about the project that we could? I mean,
so when are we talking about the road part being finished?
Well, the rain has not helped us, and we still have two more layers of asphalt to put on this surface here. The goal was to try to get that done, but as you can see, the dirt work on the edge of the road is kind of stalling a short-term completion. I would bet we're probably going to be mucking around in this mud for another couple months.
And then the trail will be put in next summer.
That is something yet to be determined as far as the timeliness of the trail, but that's probably spot on, Janelle. Yeah.
And let him pass.
No, we lose.
So we've made some really good improvements out here. If you remember what it looked like before we started doing the grading out here, it's really, I mean, it's, you know.
What's going to be the width, concrete. The top?
You drive over just to get to the top of the road.
30?
Probably at least 32, but I'm not sure.
So we've got about 6 feet on each side or 5 feet on each side.
Because it's having paved shoulders.
Yes, we do have paved shoulders.
And the trail.
A minimum of five. I'm sure we have five. I unfortunately didn't bring it.
With the high traffic count, we would be required to have 12-foot lanes. So
okay.
There's at least 4 foot of paved shoulder for four and a half.
Good.
If not more, I don't know what that width is.
Because you can't have 11 because of the speed, you gotta have 12. Is that?
It's the traffic count.
I see. Okay. No, that's good. I like the shoulders. I think it's really
huge.
Good safety.
You remember how they were just straight drop-offs, one-to-ones, and so safety-wise, we've really done a nice job of enhancing the traveling public safety, which we do in all of our projects.
Plus it's hard to back up when you have all these witnesses.
So did anybody have any questions for me about this project? Or staff, do you guys have any comments you'd like to make?
So this is a three-phase project or four?
This is one, two, three,
five.
Four, five phase.
Uh-huh. And anticipated how many will be done in this construction year, weather permitting?
This is the only
phase. Through 140th. Yeah. Through 140th okay. Street where we came in.
From there to
yes,
right here?
From, okay. From the roundabout to 140th through the intersection.
Oh, I can't see the trees.
Yes.
Plus, I believe some structures north of 140th are targeted right. to be...
But the part that goes by Atherton wetlands and stuff like that, that'll be done next year?
Yes, yeah. Is the plan.
Okay.
So 120th to 140th is the next section.
Yes.
And then...
And Ed mentioned that they're going to keep traffic open for that last phase.
Yeah, we're still in design phase on that. So the question was, are we going to try to keep traffic open? That's always our goal with construction projects. But unfortunately, sometimes we just can't accommodate that. But we're still in design phase on that final section. So yet to be determined.
Yes. Thank you, Greg.
Right.
You're welcome. So we do have our technician, Adam Finken, here. If you wanted to get out and ask him any questions, he's very proud about the project, or do we just want to move on to the next job?
Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. So, seeing no more questions regarding this project, we will go into recess and move on to the next project.
Buddy.
Okay. Okay, we're back in session and we're in Swisher, and we're going to talk a little bit about a future project for secondary roads coming out of Swisher. Greg?
Right. Thank you. We're on 120th Street. We're going through the city of Swisher heading westbound, and as part of our initial discussion with the city and the project that is on our five-year road program, 120th Street, from Highway 65, 965 west all the way to the county line, which is 7 miles.
7.3.
How much?
7.3.
Thank you, Rob. 7.3 miles. So this is a big project, and we have been in contact with the city. I did discuss this with Ed, and the word that he's getting back from the city engineer is that the city does not have money to accommodate the timeline that we're trying to accomplish with our project. So, but we have been in contact with them. They understand they have the option to join. This is planned to be for a next year construction project. This is one of the projects that we have flown with a drone. So we have the survey data with the drone. There has been some ground control with that, but that's being converted so that we can complete our design plans from the, outside of the city limits west, and then outside of the city limits east to Highway 965.
So we'll start to the west?
Well, the whole project will be included as one bid project, and we generally will discuss how they want to start and stop the projects west on the east side of the west end,
So our entire section will be one construction project?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. I thought it was bid and it was going to be done in multiple years.
Can you stop here, Mike?
Yep.
Hold on. I'm sorry, can you back up?
Great. I don't think this door is latched.
You're good on the right. No traffic. I wanted to show them the site distance here.
Might be locked.
So as another point, if you look to your left, off your left shoulder, we have a maintenance agreement with the city of Swisher that is to maintain signs and mowing from here all the way to the city limits. So we have jurisdiction on the north side, they have jurisdiction on the south side except for this property here. Okay, so if you look left, you'll see that there is some tall grass that is limiting vision, site visibility, and as part of our 28E, the city is to cut and chop that down and maintain the site distance, but we're continuing still to get complaints about visibility, and they have to, it needs to be cut down, so we're working with the city to make sure, if you want to add anything, make sure they want to take care of that issue as part of their maintenance activities that we have an agreement with, but I just want you to see that, so go ahead, Mike.
So we will bid this out in the spring?
Yes. That's the plan.
And our entire, both east and west, will be done next summer.
That is the plan.
And what's the surface going to be?
Asphalt. At least that's the plan. Design plans are in progress, so yeah. Depending on the bidding, it could go concrete, but more than likely it's going to be asphalt.
Thank you.
Funded by bonds and local money. Some of that is the fuel tax money.
Okay.
And Swisher isn't ready to go.
That is what Ed expressed to me last week, yes. And they didn't, one, they didn't have the money, and they're not going to be ready to go to tie it with us.
And their project was to take it through their city.
Correct.
They were asking us to help finance someone player.
I think they were wondering if we could loan up the money.
Is there a possibility? We were talking up here about helping them fund it, loan them the money, like we've done with other projects. It's something we're willing to talk about. Nothing. So. Are we up to the next project yet, or should we go into recess?
Yeah.
So, one more thing. Should someone not sit down with Chris and just make sure where we are with them?
Chris, the mayor?
Who's the liaison to?
I might be. I'll have to check. No, that often doesn't come up. Good idea.
Just to make, because when we met with them, I think they were asking us to loan them the money, which I don't know if we can,
we're not famous.
How we could even do it, but
no, it was more complicated.
Mike, you want to hold up here?
Use of our borrowing.
Well, we got to turn around and come back.
Oh, you're
anyway,
oh yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you. Yep.
Might as well go all the way down to where you can't go any farther. Just so people can see.
Well, we can go down Greencastle Hill and then go back.
So Kevin, if you want to talk about this, or you can hit it on the way back, you're calm. This is a MERP project, so Kevin can fill us in.
Yeah, so this was seal coated this year. So we upgraded it from a gravel road to a chip and seal. And we did the reconstruction of it two summers ago with the macadam rock. Worked on the ditches, changed culverts out, and then this year we went ahead and seal coated over about it's a little over a half mile, and so this takes us, it ties us into the Greencastle project that has been done a couple years back. I think we started this maybe in 2011-12 from 120th, so it's kind of a continuation onto Blaine Cemetery here. So from Greencastle Road to Seneca, this was just resealed or fresh seal coat about a month ago. We base it on traffic count, so I'm not positive. 300 cars per day, so that's quite a few vehicles for a gravel road. So over the course of the last probably roughly 10 years now, we've been trying to make these high volume gravel roads better by putting the macadam and choke and then potentially seal coating them a year or two later. So I think we've got a little over almost 4 miles now of new seal coat in the last 3.52.
That mileage should be on the sheet that we passed out this morning.
And that doesn't sound like much, 3.52, but it's the roads that are carrying a ton of traffic. So, which are hard to keep rock on and blade. So by putting the seal coat surface, although being expensive, it'll pay for itself in a short time. Just the gravel and the blading and the maintenance on that.
And the residents like it too, less dust.
Yeah, less dust, and just safer road, for that reason. And, and then we were also spending monies putting dust control on it every year, so obviously we don't have to do that anymore. There is future maintenance, obviously, you just don't walk away, but with the macadam underneath, they'll hold their shape a lot better, so we don't anticipate using as much coal mix to repair them in the spring. And
resealing.
You can really see the difference between the first year here on Plain Cemetery and where we just pulled off of the, where it's 3 years old.
Yes.
A lot thicker.
And Bear, I was down in an observatory. You'd macadam based it like 3 years ago, then oiled it. The year went in between. You re-chipped and sealed it this year. Just, you didn't like the seal that it got, or?
Yeah, there was, you know, some of them require that sooner than others, I suppose. But down there, do we have a traffic count on observatory?
Hey, Mike, can you turn the air down one notch, please? Thanks.
This doesn't have traffic count.
Yeah.
Just so we can hear back there.
Neil's got it.
But I think the first year, it just kind of soaked in.
Yeah, and sometimes that, you know, winters can be the snowplow blades or what have you. And down there, we just felt like it was due for another seal. So hopefully, you know, and they will, you know, they're going to need resealed periodically. Right now, with 120 roughly miles of seal coat, we're looking at, you know, every 5 to 6 years, everything getting resealed over, you know, in that time frame. Some need more, some need less.
I looked up that traffic count for Observatory Road, Observatory Avenue was 380 vehicles.
Yeah, so that's 80 more vehicles in this road, which is, that's quite a few extra cars.
So years ago, the board, per our meeting and interest and direction, to look at upgrading rock roads to doing the macadam base and then consideration of seal coats. All of the macadam regrades that we have accomplished in the department, we've been pulling off the highest traffic level roads that we have. So with all the roads, we've been picking them one by one off the high traffic count roads. And that's been our method of activity.
Yeah. Good way to triage.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to go up there and turn around. We won't be able to go, the amount of roads flooded, so we'll, you can go take them all the way to the end of this. We'll turn around and go down the Greencastle Hill. Has anybody ever ridden down the Greencastle Hill?
Yeah.
I haven't in a van.
Especially not in a van.
See how fast you can get it going.
Yeah, the tornado
adventure
van. Okay. On the ice, I'm sure that's fun.
Hell yeah. Yeah, it can be exciting. I've never had a plow in the winter.
You might want to turn that up again.
Okay. Should we go into recess, or you have more to speak about? Okay, we're in recess. Okay, we're going to go back into session when Casey's ready.
We are ready.
Okay, we're back in session.
Okay, so now we are traveling westbound on a Manor Road. We are about a third of a mile from the county line. Up out ahead of us to the west is the Johnson, Iowa Road. So yeah, that puts us close to the county line. So this project was, you can see it's finished and the road is open to traffic now. We have a few kind of punch list items where we have to come back and kind of touch up a little bit of grading. We did a lot of the seeding. So you'll see the grass is actually coming in pretty well. We hit a pretty good window where we seeded it right before we got some rain. But the prime contractor was McCully Culvert, and we started this one on May 29th. We ended up finishing it roughly 3 months later. So on August 23rd was when we had opened it up to traffic. It replaces a structurally deficient and a load limited bridge that was 78 years old. And so this new structure that we're looking at is a concrete box culvert, reinforced concrete box culvert. It's a twin 12 by 10. So each pipe, there's two pipes, right? Basically the whole structure itself is two openings, right? Each one is 12 foot wide, 10 foot tall, and it's 64 feet long. One other improvement that you'll, it's kind of hard to tell now, which is a good sign, that the contractor did a pretty good job of blending it all together, but we ended up, if you drove this before, it was a lot sharper curve before. So back right behind us, I think we ended up moving the alignment of the road in about 33 feet is what it ended up being to make that curve just a lot bigger and more gentle, so it's easier to get around this curve here. So yeah, the contract for the project was $441,000 and roughly, and we ended up finishing right at about just a little under that contract price.
And what's the next project on Amana Road?
The next Amana Road project is would be like the stretch from 965 to Greencastle, and that's in 2020. So that's a 2.6 mile stretch where we're gonna, it's just a gravel kind of regrade project and macadam base choke surface project.
There's no more structures that need replaced on the road?
Well, that one, there's a lot of smaller box culverts that'll just be included with that road
okay.
project.
That's what I thought.
To widen them.
Yeah.
Yep, and we'll be raising a lot of those low spots so it doesn't get flooded as frequently.
So one of the points I'd like to add is that because this structure, even if it's a box culvert, if the top width of both boxes is greater than 20 feet, we are required to include this as part of our bridge inspection program. So the previous bridge was inspected and this box culvert will be inspected as part of that program. Good thing
it's
is that
20
we can,
feet or larger.
Correct.
Okay.
And so if we have two 10-foot wides, that's 20 feet, and we would have to inspect that. But this can be put on a four-year inspection cycle instead of every 24 months, so it'd be 48 months until we get to an age where we would follow the standard 24-month inspection.
How long would that be?
Pardon?
How long would that be, that age?
It is based on the inspection, the actual inspection, Kurt, so when the inspector who inspects this would say we probably ought to move this from a 4 to a 2, that's when that would happen. I would imagine that probably won't happen for many years, at least 4 to 6 cycles. Any other questions, Mike?
Anybody have anything on questions for the engineers? Go ahead.
I guess I'd just add that this one was a federally funded project, so we made use of those federal dollars that we have to build this one.
And that was because we had to do 965 out of cycle and couldn't use the federal money, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. So we ended up using federal money for this one and the next bridge that we're going to see, which is on Swan Lake Road.
Okay. Anything else regarding the box culvert project on Amana Road? See none, we'll move into recess. We are back in session. Who's taking the reins here? Neil?
Yeah, so we're on Swan Lake Road between Interstate 380 and James Avenue. So we're parked on top of the new bridge. The road is open now, and we opened it to traffic on September 14th. And recall that this was one that we closed. Should I wait till we get outside?
Yeah.
It's like everybody's bailing.
Yeah.
We're bailing out.
Hold your breath. Hold your breath.
Oh, I left my phone somewhere. Can't take pictures without a phone.
We just told Neil to stay over there and finish this spiel.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
So yeah, with this project, this one, recall that we had closed this bridge at July 27th of 17. That was kind of unexpectedly after an inspection revealed that it was deteriorating a lot faster and needed to be closed right down there.
For two-way traffic, yep. Not just for one-way.
Yep, so we closed it completely. So we put together, got the plans taken care of that fall and winter, and then started on construction on May 21st.
You said this bridge was 93 years old.
Yeah, so it replaced a 93-year-old bridge.
Wow.
And prior to that, it even had, you know, it was deteriorating to the point where we had it down to like a 10-year or a 10-ton weight limit on it before it ended up getting closed. So construction took about 4 months. There was some rain days and some other delays involved, so we actually ended up getting it opened a little up. They had a few more days that the contractor could have worked with to finish it up. Brand Construction was the contractor for this project. Our contract price was $514,667, and we ended up finishing it up right at about that same. We still have a few things that it's kind of pending. The DOT, the Department of Transportation, is going to do a final review of it this week yet. So there's a few things, you know, that could get cleaned up. And we
Chris, did the seating, or is it already seated?
Yeah, it has been seated, but it was,
looks like it was hydro-seated.
I think, yeah, he hydro-seated it, so it's none of it's starting to come in yet. I think he just finished it up last week that he got it, all the hydro-seating taken care of.
He said 514?
Yep.
Wow.
And this one is a 80-foot-long bridge, three-span, continuous concrete slab.
Wow.
Is what this one, again, like I mentioned before, that we had used federal money on this one. We had to acquire some right-of-way from the property to the south to make sure that we were able to build the ditches and everything right. Here on the north side is actually core grounds, and we had got an agreement put in place with the Corps to be able to work out
guys.
Out of the
He's
Corps
driving
property.
Like a bat over here.
Came around that corner real hard.
Anybody have any questions for Neil? Are you done?
Yep.
Okay, questions? Do we ever do a bridge now that's not at least $500,000?
Timber bridge.
Yeah.
And
they get, what do they come in at?
Depends, kinda.
A third of a mil?
We did earlier this year was in Jasper. That was a 24-foot. So it was 24-foot long.
Yeah.
So that one was,
suppose the length really matters.
Yeah.
And you said 90, how many years old?
This one was 93.
Jeez. Yeah. That's a good use out of it.
Yeah.
Another car. It's a letter carrier.
It's not on fire, is it?
Yeah, that one I was a little wary of.
Did you see that?
Rickety car. I didn't.
Back into session right now, and we're on Mahaffey Bridge Road, and we have a separated trail.
Yeah, there's some concrete.
Yeah,
down there.
So this construction project, the trail, it starts from North Liberty, the city limits, and it extends 2 miles northeasterly till we get up to the the Coralville Lake. You can see here this first 0.6 mile or so, the contractor who is Peterson Contractors, they've graded most of the trail, and we actually have the concrete trail paved for this first 0.6 mile or so. They've had to put in some a couple of retaining walls that you saw back there, there's a decent amount of like storm sewer work that they have to do, because there's water from the road and the trail kind of meeting in the, we're building the trail in the existing right of way, so it kind of goes where the old ditch was, so we're losing a little bit of rain storage capacity, so they've had the designer captured that in the storm sewers, so there's more culverts and such than what there was out here before. We're coming up to another retaining wall there to the left. You could just see the tops of the blocks there. And the rest of this stretch, a lot of the grading's been done, and the contractor's working to get rock put down, because there's 6 inches of rock that's going down, and then the concrete trail is paved on top of that.
So, with the delays of the retaining wall, how much time are they talking?
So we saw about a 2-month delay is kind of what we kind of missed out on. Some longer work days and drier weather, but so that's about how far stuff is kind of gone behind. But they've been doing a couple things to try to get the project kind of back on schedule. I don't know if they have I guess PCI, they've been optimistic, hoping that they can still end up getting done this year, but I imagine, you know, some of the, depending on the timing, things like seeding, some of this stuff is kind of weather dependent. Like, you can't put down our permanent seeding if it's too cold out, too late in the year, so that some stuff could fall into next year depending on when it happens. We're now going through like the temporary detour road, as the contractor put in the underpass where the trail's gonna pass underneath the road, and then match in on the south side of the road with the existing trail that was built for the Mahaffey Bridge. The contractor was working on retaining walls. That's kind of the critical step. Next step is to get those retaining walls that go off the end of that underpass built, so that way they can build the south half of the road back up and get traffic onto the road top versus going around that temporary detour road. They were projecting that they'd be they should be kind of wrapping up those retaining walls here, and then I think I had heard that it was today or tomorrow they should be about done with that retaining wall. And
that's the one where the soil was?
Yeah, kind of beneath.
Not measured or incorrectly measured or how?
Yeah, it was discovered that we had unsuitable soils. So
the particular design of wall that they were going to
use. So that wall,
I don't know how they did this.
It was redesigned to actually over-excavate more of that bad soil and put in, or that unsuitable soil, and put in more like a granular material underneath it to just create a stable foundation for it.
And so, Neil, how long until people are back? Two-way traffic here?
So they were hoping to have it even by the end of the week, but I'm not sure if with the...
Yeah.
It is kind of weather dependent too, so if it's with a little bit of rain that we've had last week and expected today, I'm not sure what that does to their schedule on getting them this week. So I mean, it could be to this week or next week. So then after they finish up that south side, then they have to jump to the north side and do two retaining walls on the north side. So that's why the road will still only be one lane of traffic.
Oh, really?
At the underpass until they're able to finish up the two retaining walls on the north side before they end up putting the entire road back.
Anybody have any questions for Neil about the Mahaffey Bridge separated trail project funding?
Funding is so we're working with the
Conservation
Board. They kind of put together we're getting $1,257,000 in federal grants that were obtained, and then the remaining is coming through Johnson County Trails Funds and Conservation Bond.
Is that gonna have a bridge for the trail right
here? And how about here?
Right here is a spot where they're filling in. The contractor was gonna use some of the material that they used to build that temporary detour road to bring up. So they have some of the material on site, but it's being used for that temporary.
If you paved it the way it is, it'd just be wet all the time.
So it's not going to, the trail will not dive down into that ravine?
It's not going to dive down. They'll build that up.
Okay.
It's good here.
Yep.
That's a beast.
Yeah, this is close to being seeded here. They've already been
spread topsoil.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting topsoil spread on it. They're getting some of the driveways paved and stuff like that in the next week or two.
Right.
So is this the starting point here? Is this city limits?
Yeah, right up here at Cedar Springs.
Yes,
that's where it started.
And then
Larry and Ken, they had those matching houses up there.
And then this is the city trail.
Yeah,
this is the new elementary school. We open next year. Grant Elementary.
Oh, that's the one.
That's great. I
know it was up here.
Right, and then we're coming up to the where they're building the roundabout. They're taking, they've bought four properties on the corner here of Penn.
Oh, they did? I thought that was three.
I thought they said they bought four.
Yeah, the other day they said they
Yeah, at least three, if not four.
They didn't get this one.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. There's a fourplex that they couldn't or did not buy.
Any other questions about the Mahaffey Trail project?
Yes. I've seen none. We'll go into recess. Into session. We are now at on IWV. And Rob, did you want to talk about this?
Yeah, so we're at the west end of the IWV road project. It's a mile long from Ivy Avenue, which we just came down, east to James Avenue. Right now, we're still at the west end of the project. We're at a culvert that was redone with this project. And just to give you an idea of some of the grade changes we made to make sure this road would still qualify for a 55 mile per hour speed limit, this section of road right here was raised almost 13 feet from where the road was prior to this paving project. The top of the road is 32 feet wide of Portland cement concrete, so there'll be about a good 4.5 feet of paved shoulder outside the white edge line. There'll also, as you can see, there's also a foot of rock outside of that pavement, so we've got a 34 foot total top, 32 feet of which is paved. We were hoping that the road would be open by now, but over the last 5 weeks, we've lost more than 50% of our working days to weather. If we could ever get dry, we're probably a week and a half out from being able to finish stuff up. But if we get the rain like we are expecting today, that, you know, could very well hurt us almost the rest of the week. So that's what we're battling with now. We normally
count on losing 25% of our working days, so we're way ahead of that over the last 5 weeks, unfortunately. The good news is that the pavement's down. We just have cleanup to do on the four slopes, and you're looking at the shoulder operation here on our left, so they're placing that foot of rock shoulder down.
Cool. Hey Rob, you had to do a pretty dramatic change of the, I mean, this was a really big drop off. How did you, what are the numbers you have to have with this?
So it all has to do with sight distance, stopping sight distance for speed limit. So for instance there, we raised that low spot almost 13 feet. Here we're coming up to a crest of a hill. In general, we're cutting the crest of the hill several feet, or at least as much as we can. Most of the time we're limited on the crests of the hills because that's where driveways are.
Right.
So you can't cut, you know, 5 or 6 feet without, you know, really impacting driveways. So it's a balance of raising the low spots and cutting the high spots to get that sight distance to where you'd be able to stop your vehicle if there was an obstacle in the road. We estimated this mile piece of total reconstruction to be $2 million. We had six bidders. We awarded to Kroll at $1.8 million roughly. And the top end of those six bids was right about our estimate of $2 million, so fairly tight.
So you said once you dry out?
Couple weeks.
Two weeks?
Yeah. We want to get the topsoil down and everything seeded before we put the signs in and the pavement markings, which of course we need those installed prior to opening.
It's just easier to seed and do all that other work when the signposts aren't there, so you don't have to go around them and that sort of thing.
And the equipment that still needs to be on the roadway.
Yeah. Some of it's bigger. Right?
Yeah. And we're at the east end of the project, and of course, as we continue heading east back to the admin building, this was a mile and a half piece ahead of you that was done last year. It's virtually the exact same project as far as pavement markings and shoulders. So
we just passed James Avenue, and one of the things that I've talked to Greg about to take a look at is the truck traffic that's cutting through to get to the landfill. So a lot of truck traffic that's heading towards the landfill is taking James, using it as a shortcut to stay off of 218, I guess. So they don't, you know, and they're going like a bat out of Hades as they're coming, you know, 55, 60 miles an hour on a rock road. Very dangerous. Got numerous complaints. Anything else about IWV? Questions for Rob? Questions for anything else? Does anybody have anything else for our road tour? There's no comments from the public. Going once.
Thank you guys.
Twice. Thank you everybody. Thanks Secondary Roads for the roads tour. Thanks for the bagels and the coffee. See no other business before the board. I will adjourn this meeting.